for me, it just comes to support like what people actually predicted based upon the happenings within the banking sector. So to me, it's not a surprise at all.
But for we, those who have nothing to do with the banking sector, many thought Unibank was doing very well.
When you look at it, even based upon the regulators, meaning Unibank has been struggling for some time now. But even they've been having liquidity shortfalls, which means at times they have to rely on the central bank to meet some of their obligations as they come due. So Unibank, even, you know, there was a time that they came out, in 2016, a report came out that there are about 9 banks that are only facing problems, and Unibank was one of them. So for me, it's not a surprise to me at all. For me, I was just waiting when the time for it to happen, and it has happened now. So I think for me, it's normal.
Are we likely to see more banks going down?
Yes, of course, of course. You see, and I don't want people to panic. I think this is a blessing in disguise. What is going to happen here is that those who are very weak, and if they don't put in certain measures, they will also go down as that just happened to the Unibank.
Because there are those who are also suggesting that the smaller banks should put their resources together to stay afloat in the industry. Is that the right way to go?
Yes, because of the minimum capital requirement, at the end of the day, what happened? It's better for two or three banks to come together and maybe to be able to build more of a capital base than only one.
Dr. Achu said a lot of corporate governance issues, mismanagement, and poor record keeping are what is killing the industry.
For me, I wouldn't say it is in crisis. We have three main reasons why it is happening. It's not in crisis. I think there's some bit of chaos, so that at least when an equilibrium is established, we have a very well-capitalized banking sector. The whole idea has to do with, one, it's a systemic problem as a result of weak economic growth, that's one. Two, in banking sector in Ghana here, in fact, a lot of corporate governance issues, problems, very bad practices. Then the third one is as a result of what? Bad practices in risk management.
But can you also fault the central bank, that's the Bank of Ghana, for also not playing its supervisory role very well?
I will speak as in this new governor, not as in the old ones. One thing about regulation is that regulation is meant to basically have minimum flexibility and then transparency. For the case of Unibank, I wouldn't fault the central bank. It is a case of UT and then the Capital Bank. That's where I had a problem. At least the Bank of Ghana should have acted a bit earlier before it got to that levels. We need to commend this for taking these proactive steps to avert possible imminent collapse.
Financial and risk management consultant Dr. Francis Achu talking to Felix Kofi.